It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. For years, some of New York's most prestigious art museums have gotten some heat for not featuring enough female artists. A searing 2007 report by Jerry Saltz in New York Magazine revealed that women often represented less than 15% of a museum's permanent collection on display. Since then, there has been a move to make up for that gender imbalance, and this week, several museums have made women the focus of their exhibits. One is at the Museum of Modern Art, which has just unveiled a new design show called Counterspace, which looks at the evolution of the kitchen. Carolina Miranda, who blogs on the arts as Gallerina for WNYC, is with me now to talk about it. Good morning, Carolina.
Good morning.
So this exhibit is about the kitchen. Now, that sounds almost stereotypical.
It sounds a little stereotypical, but it actually isn't. The show, to be fair, is only tangentially connected to women. It's more about design. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it looks at the kitchen over the course of the 20th century, how it went from in the Victorian era being this hidden back room where the women stayed and made the food with very grimy coal stoves into these very modernist, sleek, big spaces that started to take bigger and bigger shares of the house, to the point where it became the place where
everyone gets together.
Exactly. And the men too. And also highly fetishized. I mean, you know, everyone loves their Sub-Zero refrigerator.
Everyone hangs out in the kitchen these days.
Everyone hangs out in the kitchen.
Now, MoMA has gotten a lot of flack in the past for not paying attention to female artists. Why this show and why now?
Well, this is part of an ongoing initiative at the museum called Modern Women, in which they are really taking the time to exhibit the women in their personal collection, permanent collection, and tell their story. So there's a film series. If you go to the Painting and Sculpture Gallery, you'll see a section devoted to the sculptor Lee Bontekou. There is an incredible catalog called Modern Women that documents the history of women at the museum, and now there's this show Counterspace.
So, Carolina, do you think that MoMA is going full wholeheartedly right now into feminist art because of this?
Well, I mean, certainly wholeheartedly. It's not everything they're doing. But, for example, right now there is a show in their photography galleries called Pictures by Women, opened a few months ago. An absolutely remarkable show by women photographers, including figures like New York street photographer Helen Levitt, who takes these absolutely amazing, very intense photos of people on the street and really chronicling the ways in which women have taken pictures, and not in ways that you'd expect. I mean, some of the most remarkable female photographers are ones who actually do work on the street and with more unusual subject matter.
The Jewish Museum is devoting one of its floors to eight decades of feminist art. What's that show all about?
Well, that's a slightly different take on gender, and a very fascinating one, because what you have is basically almost 100 years worth of Jewish female and a few men artists tangling with issues of gender, but also ethnic persecution. It's some incredible canvases by Nancy Sparrow and Ida Applebrug that, for example, deal with the Holocaust.
The Carolina Nitsch Gallery in Chelsea has an unusual pairing on view. Who are the women featured in that exhibit?
Well, that's definitely a girls kind of show. Uh-huh. Louise Bourgeois, the grand dame of 20th century sculpture, who passed away earlier this year, and young British artist Tracy Emin, who's a bit of a bad girl, was once known for creating a piece called Everyone I Have Ever Slept With. They collaborated in the last 2 years of Bourgeois' life on a series of prints that are really very much about the body and sexuality, two themes that the artist touched on frequently. So it's an amazing opportunity to see work by these incredible artists at a gallery for free.
Carolina Miranda blogs on the arts culture as Gallerina for WNYC. I love that. You can learn more about these exhibits by going to our culture website at culture.wnyc.org. Thanks so much, Carolina.
Thank you for having me.
We'd just been in our new house 2 weeks, and I was still ecstatic over everything, especially my dream kitchen.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.